5.
Brother Sergeant Guriel stared at the Eversor as its jaw moved in poor sync with its words.
4.
Guriel turned to escape the prayer cell and stopped. There was little point in running. Seth would have his vengeance.
3.
He sighed and stooped to one knee.
2.
At least this death would be quick. Seth did not have to afford him such a kindness.
Sanguinius, forgive me.
1.
The Assassination of Gabriel Seth by Andy Smiley. Performed by John Banks, Tim Bruce, Steve Conlin, and Andrew Wincott.
His pilgrimage isn't necessary.
Guriel looked to Seth. The chapter master's shoulders remained hunched, his eyes fixed on the deck.
I oversaw construction of the shrine. Only the most devout of serfs labored on it. Chaplain Apollos performed the rite sacrifice. There's no need.
There is every need.
He gestured to the other flesh terrors in the gunship's hold, instructing them to deactivate their armor's audio capture.
We abandoned them here, Guriel. We left them to die. Captain Temmel and the others. For what? So that glorious Baal could live another day?
Seth got to his feet and snatched his eviscerator from the overhead weapons rack.
This world has been retaken. The taint of heresy has been expunged and its populace has been re-educated. To the Imperium of Man, it is as it was. The lives lost here will be estimated only by the number of lasguns that never made it to the quartermaster's tally. We are not so callous. We cannot afford to be.
Seth fell to silence, transfixed by the chapter symbol on Guriel's pauldron. A teardrop of blood trapped within a savage saw blade. He hadn't been present when the chapter was founded, and he had discovered nothing in any text that spoke of the origin of the heraldry. Once, to him, it had perfectly captured the essence of the flesh terrors, the blood of Sanguinius fueling the savagery needed to fight in his name. Regret pulled Seth's eyes closed a moment. Now he saw the symbol for what it was, a life engulfed by violence. Moment by moment, the flesh terror's twin hearts drove them towards extinction, urging war and madness to swallow them.
We must remember every loss, Guriel, or they will come ever swifter until we find ourselves alone with oblivion.
Seth clamped a hand to Guriel's pauldron and moved past him towards the rear hatch.
The few must remember the many.
The Storm Raven shuddered as it decelerated, jerking to a halt as its landing struts impacted. Distracted, Seth depressed the door control of the Storm Raven. The compartment's illuminators flickered red as quickfire pistons and hydraulics slammed the assault ramp down.
Wait here.
Seth dismissed the 5-man honor guard who'd assembled ahead of him and stepped from the gunship. Outside, Nakaris was as he remembered it. A dark world hung prostrate beneath a darker sky. Its sun had long ago dwindled to a husk, and even the nearest stars were too distant to flicker over the horizon. Guriel descended the ramp. Seth didn't stop to object, his attention fixed on the Pantheon of Remembrance. Discolored by the rain, the smooth crimson ceramite of the structure's rounded sides seemed visceral. Among the ruins of Nakaris' capital, the shrine stood as a noble headstone, marking the end of the conflict and the beginning of rebirth. Seth stifled a growl as he dwelt on the memory of flesh terrors who had given their lives in defense of the city. Their bodies and the precious gene seed held within were gone forever, lost among the tangled remnants of the world. Seth trudged onward, weighed down by history.
I will never leave the sons of Cretacea to die again. Never again.
If the words were for Guriel's benefit, Seth had not spoken them loudly enough. Inside, the Pantheon was Spartan. Block stonework encased bare columns and slate-gray doors. Seth soaked up the emptiness of the place, letting the blank walls calm him. Unlike many of the other Space Marine chapters, The Flesh Terrors did not view death as a final chance to celebrate a fallen warrior's deeds. There could be nothing ornate, nothing to distract from the act of remembrance.
The main chamber is through here.
Guriel gestured directly ahead. Seth nodded and moved down the corridor.
I will enter alone.
Guriel fell back a step, allowing Seth to pass.
Of course.
Guriel bit back a smile. Seth spun around, his bolt pistol raised. A reinforced blast door separated Seth from Guriel, sealing the chaptermaster in the corridor. Guriel stood unfazed on the other side, staring at Seth through the pane of armor glass set into the middle of the door.
What is this?
Seth lowered his weapon and stepped up to the door.
Guriel!
I'm sorry, Lord. What I do for the good of the chapter.
And what is it you do? What is this?
Seth pushed his forehead against the glass.
Look at me, traitor!
Guriel shifted forward so that his face touched the glass.
You die today.
Seth smashed his fist into the glass. Guriel didn't flinch.
Not likely.
You have brought nothing but shame and death upon us. We are too few to take the risks you... The lives of the Flesh Tearers are not yours to waste.
You would stand in judgment over me? Better than you have tried, Captain.
The Chapter Masters betrayed their oaths. They let Astaroth hold them to ransom. They had their minds turned by the ravings of another madman. I will not fall so easily. It is over, Seth. Someone has finally found the strength to hold you to account.
You know nothing of the weight I bear, of the choices I am forced to make. It is for the chaplaincy to judge my actions, and Sanguinius alone to judge the merit of my soul.
No! Apollos and the other chaplains are blind to your misdeeds. He himself is little more than a barbarian, a slaughter master given rank unbefitting. Left to him, we would all of us don the black armor of madness. This is the only way.
I will kill you for this.
Threats! Always more threats! Can you not see? That is why we are here. You threaten the Inquisition, even the Blood Angels. Your arrogance is without limit.
Seth thundered his forehead into the glass. Guriel took a step back as the smallest of cracks threaded across the surface.
Only my rage is limitless, and I will unleash it upon your flesh until...
All things end, Seth.
Guriel pressed a palm to the glass.
Others, whose wrath and reach exceeds mine, would see you punished.
Seth glared at the pendant wedged between Guriel and the glass, an inquisitorial rosette.
The Emperor's light no longer touches you, and you have no friends in the darkness.
Guriel turned and started away.
And yours will not save you!
Seth smashed his fist into the glass again, denting his gauntlet.
You are dead! Know that!
Guriel ignored him and kept walking. Seth's eyes tore bloody holes in Guriel's back as he fought to master his temper.
I will see you soon, brother.
Seth waited until Guriel disappeared from sight before turning to follow the corridor to its end and enter the Remembrance Chamber. The room was small, perhaps 7 good strides across.
Get on with it.
Seth squared his shoulders and snarled into the darkness.
Get on with it! I have a traitor to kill!
A muscled figure in a black skin suit stalked from the shadows, a wicked rictus on its polished skull helm.
Ever so.
Seth took a measured step towards the assassin.
Is this it? I have fought the Reaper himself. I have slain warp-spawned beast and Xenos demigods. I will not fall to a drug-fueled puppet.
Seth gritted his teeth in a savage grin, forcing truth behind his words. Eversaurs were bioengineered killing machines, monsters of science and death. Free from consciousness, they were little more than walking weapons. The assassin shuddered jerking as it brought its body under control. Seth could smell the pungent cocktail of drugs saturating its flesh. It had been stimmed to breaking point.
Flesh! Terror!
It hissed, seeming to size up Seth.
Do you know who I am? Assassin!
Yes! Yes!
The assassin inclined its head and straightened.
Seth! Gabriel! Chapter Master of the Flesh Terrors! Target 1-1 Beta 2! Priority! Eradicate!
Good luck.
Seth's glibness was deliberate. He needed to stay calm, focused. Guriel's allies had chosen their weapon well. Seth could not give in to his rage. He could not rip the thing limb from limb. Eversaurs were walking bombs. Their organs were soaked in biochemicals. Dormant cells awaited a catalyst, a jolt from the assassin's nervous system. The moment the thing's heart stopped, detonation.
The blood is my strength and armor.
Seth's jaw hardened. They had sought to steal from him all that he was. Again, the universe had discounted him as a berserker. Again, he had to prove to both it and himself that he was more. The Eversaur brought up its pistol at blinding speed. The assassin's opening was a kill shot aimed at Seth's unarmored head. Seth shot forward, raising his shoulder and tucking in his chin. The Eversaur's round slammed into Seth's portal. A second and third round punched fist-sized holes in the outer cerament. Seth returned fire. His shots went wide, smashing the stonework in the assassin's wake. Seth kept firing, tracking the Eversaur as it slipped forwards, charging across the wall to his left. Frustration drew a snarl from Seth. The assassin was too fast. His rounds struck more stone, ruining the chamber while the Eversaur's bullets battered his armor, gouging chunks from his breastplate. Seth held his ground as the Eversaur bore down on him. Their guns roared their last and racked empty. Discarding its pistol, the assassin sprung from the wall, spinning in the air around Seth's gun. It landed, blade extended, and unleashed a taut swing meant to decapitate the flesh terror. Seth shifted his weight back over his heels, edging away from the blade. The assassin's blade sparked in anger as it cut through Seth's gorget and broke the skin of his neck. The Eversaur allowed no respite, following up with a right-handed punch that smashed Seth's cheekbone. The flesh terror rolled with the blow, letting the momentum carry him clear of the assassin's reach. Crouched, Seth tore his eviscerator from its mag harness on his back and threw it at the assassin as it closed on him. The huge chain weapon was useless against such an agile opponent, but it bought him the moment he needed to regain his footing. The Eversaur twisted fractionally too late, and the edge of the blade scored across the meat of its thigh.
So, even weapons bleed.
Seth grinned and drew his knife. The Eversaur smiled its skull grin back.
Pilot, get us back to the Victus.
Guriel stopped at the top of the assault ramp and glanced back towards the Pantheon.
We are children of war, anointed in the ashes of victory.
Guriel recalled the words of Nasir Ahmet as the gunship pushed into the air. The Flesh Terror's first chapter master had known what it took to ensure a future. Guriel stared at the Pantheon as it began to shrink from view. It was the greatest of shames that Seth had been unable to find the same courage within himself. His resolve hardened, Guriel depressed the locking stud and stepped into the gunship's hold.
Master Seth will send for us once his vigil is complete.
Guriel addressed Brother Rahab. The other flesh terror rose from his assault cradle to question Guriel's order to leave.
The Pantheon is secure.
Rahab hesitated a moment before nodding.
As the blood wills it.
Guriel moved past his brother to cut off any further discussion and maglocked himself to the bench nearest the viewport. Below, the city quickly receded, dwindling until the teardrop outline of the shrine seemed like a bloody stain on the planet's surface.
A soul wrapped in the armor of righteousness can neither be injured by doubt nor blackened by failure.
This time, the words were Chaplain Apollosus. The chaplain was even more battle-crazed than the death company he led to war, and Guriel had little doubt the catechism was more for Apollos' benefit than any of his flock. Still, in that moment, they brought him a measure of comfort. The Eversaur's blade flashed towards Seth's face. Seth moved too late. The length of steel drove into his cheek. He twisted, tearing his face free, and struck the assassin with a backhanded blow. The Eversaur looked at him, its manic eyes daring him to strike it again. He obliged. The Eversaur rode the blow, turning in place to spear a kick into Seth's stomach. Seth staggered backwards as a web of cracks spread over his armor. The assassin struck him again, a leaping knee that snapped his head back and threw fog across his vision. Seth dropped to one knee for balance, folding his arms around his head and upper chest in desperate defense. The assassin battered his limbs before whipping his blade up and around in an overhead arc. Seth pushed up, jamming his wrists against the blade's hilt. Crimson runes yelled in warning from behind Seth's retina. His armor was ruined, taken apart by blade and bolt shell. He was bleeding from wounds that couldn't close under the Eversaur's relentless assault. He would die soon. The Eversaur rasped as Seth sunk back to one knee, the shield he'd made with his arms beginning to buckle. Seth glared at his executioner. Pallid skin, thick with scar tissue and studded with implants, bulged from tears in its suit. It was more weapon than man. Even servitors had more humanity. And yet, Seth smelt the air, smoke. It drifted from the assassin's skin in thickening tendrils. For all the Eversaur's augmentation, it was still man. It was human physiology pushed to the limits by bioscience, but it was still human. Flesh and blood, not bred for such feats as it had taken to bring Seth low. The chemicals fueling its body, forcing it a beat ahead of Seth, had reached their half-life. The assassin's fate was sealed. The servos in Seth's armor spat and gave up under the unrelenting pressure. Seth tried to force the assassin's blade away from his face. Blood began to weep from the Eversaur's eye sockets as it forced the edge of the blade into Seth's forehead. The assassin grinned wide, drooling as it leant over him. Survival had never been the mission. Seth felt his strength falter as the blade began to cut into his skull. Blood poured down over his face, filling his mouth as it stretched in agony. His blood. Not Sanguinius's, nor the Emperor's. His. And he was more than the sum of the gifts they had given him, and far more terrible. Resolve lent vigor to Seth's limbs, barring the blade from cutting deeper. Before the curse, before the blood, Seth was a monster, a butcher. His darkness was his and his alone. He was Gabriel Seth. The beast growled in his soul and answered his summons. Seth yanked his arms from under the blade and twisted. The weapon cleaved down through his left shoulder into his primary heart. Seth roared as his fist connected with the Eversaur's ribs. The blow punched the Eversaur from its feet, pitching it back and into the wall. It pushed up onto its feet. Seth's fist was waiting.
Not tomorrow.
The hammer blow caved in the assassin's chest.
Not until I am done.
Seth hit it again, smashing its collarbone.
Not until my brothers are absolved.
A third blow cracked the Eversaur's skull, Seth striking with one hand as the other stopped the assassin from falling. Seth brought his foot up and stamped the assassin's head into the wall. The Eversaur convulsed as it dropped, adrenal glands willing it to get up.
Be at peace, wretch.
He wanted to kill it, to rip out its organs and beat its brain to pulp. They would die together, a final, violent embrace, and then the peace of oblivion. Seth tore his eyes away, hunting for something else to hit. He stood a moment, immobile, transfixed by rage. Seth punched the wall. He struck it again, and again, and again, smashing his fist into it until long after his knuckles had broken.
Enough! Enough!
End me! Tempting.
With numb indifference, Seth pulled the assassin's blade from his chest and cut off the Eversaur's arm at the elbow.
But I have use for you yet.
Grabbing the Eversaur by the stump of its arm, Seth dragged it behind him into the corridor. From the far end, the blast door glared at him in challenge. Seth started towards the door.
You will fare no better than this, addled puppet. I will break you, too.
There will be others.
Seth looked down at Guriel. The other Flesh Terror's torso was a ragged mess of burnt flesh and melted musculature. The Eversaur's death throes had bathed the cell in supercharged plasma, turning the steel of the walls to a dripping paste.
Others will come for you.
Perhaps, but they will fare no different.
Sanguinius.
Our father is not listening.
Forgive.
Not to you. Not to